little something you might eat between meals, what would that be called?
Snack, or...
Alright, and you ask someone, how many meals have you today? And you say, he might then answer, well, I...
I've eaten three meals.
Okay, and yesterday, only two, yesterday I...
I ate only two yesterday.
Okay. And the black liquid that you drink in the morning, sometimes dark colored, hot liquid?
Coffee.
Alright, and when you prepare that, how do you describe the,
I use instant coffee, so...
Before instant coffee was available?
Well, we used, way back in the years, it's called coffee pots, and when the percolators came around, and, we would just fill up the basket, put in as much coffee as we wanted, and so much water, and let it steep.
I see. Well, when you did that, when you prepared coffee that way, well, would you say, I'm going to do what to some coffee? Would you say, for instance, I'm going to cook coffee? He said, steep. Would you say I'm going to steep coffee?
I'm going to make coffee or something.
Would you ever use steep in that way? I'm going to steep some coffee?
No, I don't think I ever used it like that.
You just maybe say that you let the coffee steep?
Make coffee or something, okay.
Alright. And a person's thirsty, he gets a, he goes to, might go to the sink and get a...
glass of water.
Alright, and if it dropped there on the floor, it'd say the glass...
the glass was broken.
Alright, and yesterday he what a glass, yesterday he...
Yeah. Speaking of it being broken?
Yeah, yes. Yesterday he...
they broke a glass?
Yeah. And when the person takes a water, they say he...
well, you'd either say sip or burst.
Or just drink.
Or drink.
Yeah. And then I'd ask them, how many glasses of water have you...
drank.
Alright, and said, the person might say, and I probably will several more, I will.
Probably will drink several more.
And if someone, a visitor came in, and standing at the door, you might tell them, say, come in and...
have a seat.
And so, and you might tell someone, I had just down to eat when the phone rang. I had just...
sat down.
And if you're having a bowl of potatoes, and you pass them around to someone, you might say, go ahead and... you're not going to serve them, and you just pass the potatoes, the whole bowl, you might say.
Well, you would pass the bowl and say, would you like some potatoes?
Okay. And, see, I couldn't do that by myself. I had to ask someone for some...
help?
And then he... you know, and then the man, I asked for help, he came over and he...
he came over and helped me?
Yeah. They use that, see, when you're... that, you have to get that in case you don't say help yourself, you see, sometimes you say... help yourself. And when declining food at a table, what might you say?
I wouldn't care for any, or it doesn't agree with me, or for some.
Okay. Now, would you use either of those in any? Now, would you say it doesn't agree with me, or I don't care for any? Would you say the same thing to an intimate friend as you might to a host at a party or a less?
I would rather use that with an intimate friend.
Okay, but you, how about the other expression, I don't care for any?
Well, I would just say, it's not a food that I'm fond of.